Well, greetings and welcome to a look at betting on three events this week as the year begins to wind down, I suppose you could say. But there's still plenty of big tournaments available to consider as far as betting is concerned. We might start first by looking back at last week, and I have to say we didn't have a great deal of success last week, so we may be better to look forward rather than look back. So let's start first with the WGC HSB Champions Tournament, which has been played in Shanghai at the Shenzhen International Golf Club, where it's been played for the last 6 or 7 years. So a bit of a chance to get a look at previous form on this golf course, which always helps when trying to assess potential chances. Rory McIlroy will start as the favourite because he is Rory McIlroy. He's the world number two. He's obviously just behind Brooks Koepka in that regard. He's had four starts here. He's had two top tens in those four starts. He was third last week after a three-week break. He was third. That's in Japan, that is. So he's in good form, but he's at 650, and I guess you have to work out whether you consider those reasonable odds. But he's got every reason to be considered as one of the favourites to win the tournament. Xander Schauffele is the defending champion. He was 10th in Japan. He was second at the Tour Championship a few weeks ago. So his form's good enough, and of course, as a defending champion, he deserves even more respect as a result of that. And he'll start the tournament at $13. Justin Rose was third last year. He did win in 2017. He's been solid, I suppose, of late. Not exactly spectacular. He was 15th at the Italian Open 3 weeks ago. Look, he's in good enough form, you might say, and as a guy that's won on this golf course previously, then Justin Rose deserves respect at $15. As indeed does Hideki Matsuyama, who's at $12. He won this event 3 years ago, and of course he chased Tiger Woods all the way last week at the Zozo Championship in Japan. So he's in good form. I thought it was a tremendous performance by him last week, given the pressure that was on him as a Japanese player in the very inaugural PGA Tour event in Japan. And given that he won this 3 years ago, he's probably going to start the second favourite behind Rory McIlroy. So that's Hideki Matsuyama at $12. I'm trying to find a bit of value away from the more logical favourites or the logical chances. And you might want to consider Rafa Cabrera-Bello, who's been midfield in his last two starts this year. Not bad, but not good. But he was second in Spain just a few weeks ago. He's had several good finishes here, Rafa Cabrera-Bello. And at $51, he may well be worth a consideration. And a couple of others that I think probably are worth keeping an eye on. Tony Finau, a very good performance here, might just get him a start in the President's Cup. And he, along with Paul Casey, are both at $21. Finau's been second and 11th in two starts here, so he's got a bit of form, has Tony Finau on this golf course. And both he and Casey are playing well enough. They're both at around about the $21 mark, Tony Finau and Paul Casey. And Sung Jae-im, again, he's in a situation where he may well already be a lock for the President's Cup side, but a good performance here wouldn't go astray, and he's at $29. He's been playing great. He's the Rookie of the Year this season. This past season on the PGA Tour. It's his first time here, admittedly, but there's been plenty of first times for Sung Jae-im this season, and it hasn't really bothered him, and he's at $29. The Australians in the field, Adam Scott, Cameron Smith, Scott Hearn, Daniel Nisbet, Jake McLeod, and Matthew Miller. It's a bit of an eclectic mix as far as the Australians are concerned. They take performers on various money lists to get a start in this very lucrative event, so it's a great opportunity for Australians to do well, or Australians to have a chance to play in really a lucrative event, some of whom might not otherwise get the chance to do so. The PGA Tour also play, I suppose you could say, an alternate event this week, where the players who aren't eligible to play at the World Golf Championship event will get a start in Southampton in Bermuda. It's the Bermuda Championship. Three players we'll be having a look at here. Lanto Griffin, who currently leads the FedEx Cup table, which is rather interesting given the fact that he leads the FedEx Cup table and yet he's not able to get a start at the World Golf Championship event, but it's just the way the cards have fallen for him. But he won in Houston, his first win on the PGA Tour. Several other good finishes of late on the Korn Ferry Tour as well. And since his graduation to the PGA Tour, he's been very, very impressive. Not only did he win in Houston, but he finished 18th in Las Vegas, 17th at the Safeway tournament in California, and 11th at the Sanderson's Farm. He's a really good player, Lando Griffin. He's at $17, and I think those are pretty good odds. Scottie Scheffler has handled the graduation to the PGA Tour very well. He won an event on the Korn Ferry Tour a couple of months ago. Heels also at $17. And the other player that I think probably fits into that category as well is Denny McCarthy, who's another graduate from the Korn Ferry Tour. He's had top 10s in Houston and Las Vegas. He seems close to his first PGA Tour win, does Denny McCarthy, and I wouldn't be at all surprised to see him do just that. So those three players again, Scottie Scheffler at $17, Lanto Griffin at $17, and Denny McCarthy at $15. The Australians in the field, Cameron Percy, he's at 260 to be the leading Australian and probably carries some expectation in that regard, given the form that he's shown in the early stages of the new season on the PGA Tour. Cameron Davis, Rayan Gibson, Rod Pampling, John Senden, and Robert Allenby are the other Australians that will tee it up there in Bermuda starting on Thursday. The other event that we'll be looking at also starts on Thursday, but that's, of course, our time, or relatively close to our time. This tournament being played in Taiwan, a continuation of the swing by the LPGA Tour through the Asian region. This has been played at the Miramar Golf Club in Taiwan. Just a few players we'll have a keep an eye on, all at $17 based on current prices on various betting agencies. Minjee Lee at $17, she was second last year. She's just been just off contention of late, but plays this golf course well. And don't be surprised to see her find some real good form this week and do very well, Minjee Lee, the Australian. Nellie Korda is the defending champion, and she's been playing well enough of late. She was ninth in Shanghai, and she did win in France on the Ladies European Tour a few weeks ago. She's at $17. And my old favourite, Amy Yang, third last week in Korea. She's had four top tens in her last six starts here, so she's had a good run of form on this particular golf course. And despite the fact that she's a bit frustrating and teases us a bit as far as winning potential is concerned, she's a very, very good player. And at some stage, surely Amy Yang is going to break through and win again on the LPGA Tour. So those players again, now I know we've got Jin Young Ko and NB Park and others, but they're pretty short odds. So trying to find a bit of value in this event, I am singling out Minjee Lee, Nellie Korda, and Amy Yang to do well. All those players at around about $17. So good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.